This is a sermon given at St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas. Visit our website at saintdave.org.
What concern is that to you or me? Jesus says. Today is the second Sunday after Epiphany, and it is we're imbued in the story, the infamous story, the famous story of the wedding at Cana in Galilee. It is traditionally seen as one of the first times that Jesus publicly executes a miracle in front of people. And it's a wonderful way to kind of bring him into this idea that John develops in his gospel of Jesus kind of waiting, of Jesus just lying under the surface a bit and coming into a way that starts to show his divinity as the gospel progresses. And in this case, we've got a party. We've got a wedding party, and in that culture, in that time, as it is indeed still today, things such as a wedding require abundance. It is a time of feasting, it is a time of being filled, it is a time of joy. And they run out of wine. And Jesus, of course, does what Jesus does, and he provides. And it is a lovely story. But I still get tripped up on something that kind of acts like a hook in my heart, and that is this idea that before Jesus does what he does, he institutes this holy refusal, essentially. You know, he says, why are you asking me to do this? Well, why do I need to do this? And it's interesting because Mary, who is never named outright in the Gospel of John, just the mother of Jesus, comes to him and says, we're out of wine. Jesus refuses, and yet she persisted. In my reading of this passage, Mary doesn't say, all right, you know, do whatever he says as a way of like throwing up her hands. I think it's another way that she demands from Jesus. Jesus being the authority figure in this particular passage, and Mary is coming up against that authority figure, and she demands. Now, yesterday, maybe some of you had participated in the Women's March or women's marches around the country, and tomorrow in Austin, we will have the Martin Luther King Day march that leads from UT all the way to Tillotson, Houston. Houston-Tillotson University. And both of these marches arise out of demands by segments of our society who wanted to be heard, who needed to be heard. They demanded the ability to be made whole. And out of these, we start creating a society where Jesus is not only present, but to whom we can actually make demands of. Whenever we make a demand for justice, whenever we make a demand for inclusion, whenever we make a demand for love in our present time, in our situation, and with those with whom we are around, then that is living out the gospel in ways that are deep, that we are called to do by our baptismal covenant, and which is the only way, I think, to live with Jesus in our presence now. So there are two invitations, I think, that I personally see in this gospel today, and one is the invitation to demand and insist that God break through these things that hinder our society, these things that create walls and barriers between us. And the second invitation is to have faith that indeed God will break through. That we may not see it the first time we make such a demand, yet we can persist and we can insist that God break through. Because that is what faith is all about. That's what my faith in God is all about, is wanting to see God and the gospel work of Jesus come through my life today. And so I invite you, as you live your lives, to live into these invitations today. Where are those times and those spaces in your lives that you can make a demand of God to bring love and peace and wholeness into your lives? And where are those times where you're invited to have the faith that God will break through? In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen.
You can find more lectures and sermons on iTunes by searching for St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas, or visit our website at saintdave.org and click on the podcast button.